Now, back home, figures published this lunchtime show that rents continued to rise in the final quarter of last year, albeit at a slower rate than before. For new tenancies, the average rent was €1,680. That's an increase of 5.5% over the course of a year. The Residential Tenancies Board, which published the data, says it's particularly concerned about the situation in Galway, which has seen 2 years of high rises in rents. The board's director, Rosemary Steen, is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. Can we talk first of all about the overall picture? What did you see?
Yeah, just to explain, the RTB is the custodian of a really important national asset. So we hold the National Register of Tenancies, and this gives us lots of data each quarter, which give insights on what's happening in the rental sector. So as you mentioned there, the average standard rent, what we're seeing this quarter, is it's at about 5.5%, and that rate of increase is slowing. But there are specific areas of the country where rent increases are continuing to grow. In particular, we highlighted this morning Leitrim and Longford, which saw the highest rate of growth in average rent for new tenancies at 19% and 13.1%. But we also, and as a result of some of those changes, there have been two new RPZ areas designated by the Minister this morning. They're Tullow local electoral area and Castlebar. So two new areas have been basically brought into the RPZ regime. But I highlighted as part of the commentary this morning some significant concerns that as a regulator I have now around Galway based on the comprehensive data that the RTB has. So just I might explain that a little bit. Galway had been highlighted as part of the CSO's data, as part of the census, that suggested that approximately 7.6% of tenancies in Galway that should be registered with the RTB that were not. So that was the first alert that we knew that potentially there were a number of tenancies in Galway that were not registered. So in February, we embarked on a campaign around a number of the counties to ensure that more landlords were brought into compliance. But that, combined with some work that we were doing around RPZ compliance, I suppose highlighted to us a number of really quite serious things that were happening. So as part of the sanctions that I've published this morning, we've published 36 sanctions against landlords, and a number of those are in Galway. In fact, 8 of them are related to Galway. So that means we have disproportionately high proportions of landlords involved in investigations on both RPZ breaches and registration failures.
Officially, as you say, all of Galway is a rent pressure zone. In other words, there should be a cap on rent increases. So do you believe that in Galway this is being widely flouted?
Well, I think what I'm saying is that at the moment, 958 of the 16,000 tenancies in our RPZ campaign were in Galway. And that's about 77 dwellings with a Galway address have been put forward for more detailed examination. So it's approximately 5% of tenancies nationally, and it's a percentage of that. So I'm not saying it's being widely flouted. We have many compliant and excellent landlords in the Galway area, but we do have a cohort who seem to be moving to increase rent outside of RPZ regulations. As you know, Rachel, Galway has a large student population. Some of the sanctions that are published this morning specifically relate to landlord operating student accommodation. And I'm going to be visiting Galway, meeting all of the relevant stakeholders, and really trying between now and the end of the summer to understand in detail what's happening in that market to protect renters. We have to also encourage people in Galway who are renting, who believe that their landlord may be in breach of RPZs, to please get in contact with us. There are forms where breaches of rent can be reported to the RPZ or to the RTB, and we will investigate those fully. And I am very much determined that, you know, all parts of the island, you know, who are under the RPZ regime, it has to be implemented. And I do want landlords and tenants to be in compliance with rental law.
Looking, though, at the overall list of sanctions, some are quite small, as low as a couple of hundred euro. Is that likely to be a real deterrent?
I suppose investigations are really resource intensive, Rachel, and they involve detailed research into complex, at times, as you see on the list today, company structures and rental, rental arrangements. Mm. We basically have a series of authorised officers here, and what they do is they investigate a situation and then they decide whether it's a civil or a criminal matter. At that point, when they've made a report, it goes to a panel of independent decision makers. So it's up to the independent decision maker to determine the sanction. And that depends on how serious the breach is. It then goes to the circuit court for confirmation. So it's quite a lengthy process. And I know that the government is looking at this as part of considerations around changes in rental law. I suppose I have been very clear in terms of my dialogue with my officials who are working on this area that I do believe that the fines should be increased. But I also know that the independent decision makers are very cognizant of how a landlord has behaved. So if a landlord comes into compliance, refunds the tenant and becomes registered, then the fine that's levied against them will be lower. But if somebody remains outside compliance and refuses to engage with us, as some of the fines that have been levied this morning are, the fine will be higher. And we do have to keep an element of discretion around this to encourage appropriate behaviour.
All right. Rosemary Steen, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.